With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hurricane Milton, now a Category 5 hurricane, currently about 600 miles southwest of Tampa with 165-mile-an-hour winds. The storm has weakened a bit overnight. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is amassing enough fuel reserves to get residents through the upcoming hurricane.
These quantities include 415,000 gallons of diesel, 389,000 gallons of gasoline, and an additional 1.5 million gallons of both diesel and gasoline are currently en route.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court let stand a decision barring abortions that violate the law in Texas.
Without giving any reason, the justices kept in place a lower court order that said hospitals cannot be required to provide pregnancy terminations that would violate Texas law. There were no publicly noted dissents. The Biden administration had asked the justices to throw out the lower court order, arguing that hospitals have to perform abortions in emergency situations under federal law. Texas asked the justices to leave the order in place, saying the state Supreme Court ruling meant Texas law does have an exception for the health of a pregnant patient, and there's no conflict between federal and state law. Jeremy House, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson releases a video on the first anniversary of the deadly Hamas terror attack on Israel, October 7th, 2023.
I've been proud to go to the mat for Israel as it fights for its very right to exist. And now, as our ally seeks to combat Hezbollah and allow its residents to return to their homes in the north, we must be reminded of the need to stand by our great ally and to pray for peace in Jerusalem.
This is SRN News. The nonprofit Christian Legal Association, First Liberty Institute, recently launched a new program to engage 20 to 40-year-olds in a battle to protect religious rights throughout America. It's called F3, derived from the Future of Faith and Freedom. F3 spokesman Nathan Shackelford says the F3 mission is attracting many more people than his organization originally anticipated.
We started back in April, and we already now have ambassadors from New York all the way over to San Diego and LA, picking up really fast. Because I think people really want to understand what their rights, especially parents that have kids in public school, and they're worried about their kid being forced to read a book like one called My Shadow is Pink, about a boy that feels like a girl on the inside.
Nathan Shackelford adds that beyond just classroom issues, there's also an urgent need to protect religious freedoms in workplaces all over the nation. For more info, you can go to the website firstliberty.org/F3. This is SRN News. Oil prices are higher, stocks are lower. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after Treasury yields hit their highest level since the summer. The S&P 500 fell 1% Monday. The index is still close to the all-time high it set a week ago. The Dow dropped 398 points. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 1.2%. Stocks felt pressure from rising Treasury yields, which raised the cost of borrowing money and act as a brake on the economy. Big tech stocks led the way lower. Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft all fell. Crude oil prices added to their big gains from last week. Seth Sutel, New York.
Officials are warning of illegal online pharmacies selling counterfeit pills made with fentanyl and meth. The DEA issued a public safety alert Friday, saying there's been an increase in illegal online, often foreign-based, websites that are targeting Americans. They say they found websites in the Dominican Republic and India. More details at SRNnews.com.